AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump will use today's State of the Union address to champion his immigration crackdowns, his slashing of the federal government, his push to preserve widespread tariffs that the Supreme Court just struck down, and his ability to direct quit-hit military actions around the world, including in Iran and Venezuela. A main theme expected today will be that the country is booming with a rise in domestic manufacturing and new jobs, despite many Americans not feeling that way. The president has promised a heavy dose of talk about the economy. In other news, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that China is upping pressure on Japan.
China is restricting exports to 40 Japanese entities that China says are contributing to Japan's remilitarization and the latest escalation of tensions between the two countries. Beijing has shown continued displeasure with Tokyo since November, when Japan implied it could intervene if China used military force against Taiwan, an island democracy that China claims is its own. 20 Japanese companies are now on an export control list, 20 others on a separate watch list. Japan has filed a formal protest and calls the move unacceptable. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. stock market is holding a bit steadier today after getting a reminder that the artificial intelligence technology boom may also have an upside. Actor Robert Carradine, the youngest of his prolific Hollywood family, has died at the age of 71. His biggest hit was the 1984 comedy Revenge of the Nerds, and in the 2000s he gained small-screen success in the Disney Channel's Lizzie McGuire. In a statement to Deadline, his family said he lived with bipolar disorder for 2 decades and died by suicide. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. Aid groups are pushing to reverse new Israeli restrictions in Gaza.
17 international aid groups have petitioned Israel's Supreme Court to allow them to keep working in the Gaza Strip and other Palestinian areas as Israel is set to bar them for refusing to comply with new rules. Israel says it will ban 37 aid groups by March 1. The rules announced last year require them to register the names and contact information of employees and to provide details about their funding and operations. The aid groups view the rules as invasive and arbitrary and say the ban would hinder critical assistance to people in war-ravaged Gaza. They've appealed for an urgent interim order that would halt the process. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Pentagon says military forces boarded a third sanctioned oil tanker in the Indian Ocean in an effort to target illicit oil connected to Venezuela. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.